Across several generations, Gwyn was the best-known card game among the men of Holstre. The name Gwyn comes from the 1 kopeck or 1 cent coin that each player had to put on the table before dealing the cards. A minimum of 3 players were required to play, with either matches, cigarettes, candy, or money being played for. On the 15th of May in 1936, the newspaper Sakala writes,
Holstre's men's favorite game is known as Gwyn. A long time ago, a peculiar card game played for money called Gwyn, or dealing Gwyn, was popular among the men of Holstre and was played whenever possible. Usually, the group would get together at the shop in Raasila. Now, however, fate wanted one of the Gwyn players to lose nearly 70 crowns. He began to feel sorry for his money, and he complained of his trouble to the constable. As a result of the investigation, 6 men now stood in front of the judge's desk in Viljandi. One of the defendants was also the plaintiff. The court punished 3 men, including the plaintiff. The first was given a monetary fine of 100 crowns or 1 month's imprisonment. And the last 2, a 30-crown fine or 2 weeks' imprisonment.
2 years later, men from Holstre were once again on the outskirts of Sakala with their card game. Gwyn was a forbidden game of chance, and the local constable held the men to account one after another. Now, the convicted men appealed the verdict and called an expert who was familiar with the game. Holstre's former constable, Jaakko, was the expert. It was explained in court that the game had been played in Holstre for 70 years. Expert witness Jaakko argued that there was a trump card in the game, and chance also played a role, and the player could pass if they had a bad card. The judge acquitted the men and gave them permission to play Gwyn.
Gwyn continued to be played, and for money. Marko Thompson from the village of Pullerizu recalls, When my grandfather was young, Gwyn was played at Tömbi farm for 3 straight days. While the men played Gwyn, grandpa took his bike to fetch vodka from Paistu, and his mother cooked a large pot of mulgi porridge. In the end, a man lost his farm to my great-grandfather. But he didn't accept it, because he didn't think it was right. Gwyn was still played during the collective farm period, although it was forbidden to play for money there. It was played everywhere the men got together, in the sawmill and in the workshop, but of course for money, until the chairman of the collective farm, Stern Antz, banned the Gwyn game by decree in the early 1980s. That's when Sasku began to be played, and of course, with the same vigor.